This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Wednesday, September 18th. Gold jumped the most since 2009 after the Federal Reserve unexpectedly refrained from reducing the pace of its monthly bond purchases. Through yesterday, gold prices had dropped 22% so far this year, and holdings in gold-backed exchange-traded products declined to their lowest this week since May 2010. Shares of gold mining companies have also retreated. Evie Hambro, portfolio manager at BlackRock's World Mining Fund, says ETFs backed by gold have provided more access to the market for retail investors. He adds that even as gold prices decline, ETFs backed by gold represent a challenge to some gold mining companies.
I think the ETFs are going to be a force for good in changing habits within the gold mining industry, because unless the gold mining companies can offer a better rate of return over and above the gold price exposure that they, you know, have inside their business, then the gold ETF is going to be the winner.
The Spider Gold Shares ETF ticker GLD has seen outflows of $20.5 billion so far this year before today. It's fallen 22% since the start of the year. The Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF ticker GDX has retreated even more. It's plunged 44% since the start of the year. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.